Hello, everybody. I'd like to call this AMANS Technical Advisor Committee meeting of Tuesday, August 10th, 2021 to order. Mr. Chair, do we have a quorum present?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Moving on to minutes, I will entertain a motion relative to the June 17th, 2021 meeting minutes, attachment 2A in your packet.
Bowling, move to approve.
Tomasi, second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to staff reports. Financial progress report, attachment 3A in your packet. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you can see at attachment 3A, the year end of our fiscal progress report, we spent about 78% of the budget, carrying over about $400,000. And if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Any questions or comments for Curtis? If not, I see that a motion is required.
I'll make that motion. Michelle Rittman.
Moore, second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to technical progress report. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you again, Mr. Chairman. So the big news hot off the presses is around lunchtime is the Senate did pass their version of the infrastructure bill. $1.1 trillion, I believe over $500 million of new investment. You'll read a lot of articles today that sort of make it sound like it's a done deal. However, it is not. At this point, it goes back to the House. If the House has no changes, it will be approved and put on the President's desk. If the House has changes, it could go back to the Senate, and then there would need to be a conference committee, et cetera. The thought is there's still discussion that the House will withhold passing the infrastructure bill until the reconciliation bill is completed. The rumors are that it would be approved in the fall, or the House would take it up in the fall. Either way, I think we're probably heading towards a crash course with infrastructure at some point now in September or October. I think it's a good positive step about the Senate passing it. However, it still has a little ways to go before it crosses the finish line. And also, the existing bill expires at the end of September, at the end of the federal fiscal year. So that would also set it up most likely for approval either right before then or after probably three continuing extensions of the current legislation that then get kicked till they finally do get to approve it. So our hope is that by October we will have a bill. I do think the $1.1 trillion is probably the floor, as the House bill was much higher than the Senate bill. But I do think it's positive. There's some good funding in there. I think we would see an additional increase in funding. Not sure what the percentage would be. But it is a step in the right direction. As many of you probably are aware, they did not really find the number of pay-fors I think that they were hoping for, and I think what this bill does do over the next 8 years is continue to kick the can on finding funding and a dedicated funding source to replace the federal gas tax, because at this point, the gas tax is making up a smaller and smaller portion of the investment in the roadways, and there has been no real highlight of something that's going to take its place at this point. Otherwise, again, happy to have everyone here in person. We continue to review all of the CDC guidelines, et cetera, of what, you know, and our county health departments, of if we are able to meet, continue to meet. Our expectation is that we will continue to meet in person. I don't even believe we can conduct business online at this point with the expiration of the health orders. So as we move forward, you know, if we are going to have future TAC meetings in September, look forward to us for additional guidance if things change. We all, I think, are dealing with some of that. But otherwise, I'd be happy to answer any questions or if there are any comments.
Hearing no questions or comments for Mr. Baker, moving on to the AMANS Federal Funds Report. Attachment 3C, Mr. Poulet.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Just a couple things under this topic. The AMACS TAC TIT subcommittee met a couple times in July and made some changes, a few changes to our funding policy guidelines. I will go into those in more detail later in our meeting. One thing that I'm excited about is we have a new tool that will enable you to have to match our funds with only 10% instead of 20%. So I'll describe that more in detail later. Thanks to all of you who submitted CMAC applications. We are currently evaluating those at this time, and then as time goes on, we'll aggregate those with the rest of the state. And due to the funding, one last thing, due to the funding policy changes, we are delaying our application deadline for STBG and TASA and resurfacing from the end of August until the end of October, because we want to give you a time to look at these changes, and then we'll have a final approval at our September meeting. So you do have until the end of October now to submit your applications. And then just one last thing, thanks to all of you that submitted resurfacing applications during our special round of resurfacing. Because of that, our balances now are looking good in STBG, and we no longer have to worry about having balances at the point where we could lose some funding. So that's it. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Any questions for Dave? Hearing none. Curtis, I see no old business. Just want to verify that is the case. Thank you. Moving on to new business. AMATS funding policy guidelines, attachment 5A. Mr. Poulet again.
Okay, thank you. Once again, attachment 5A is something that is being presented for discussion. We are not planning to formally approve this today. We want to give you the opportunity to take this with you and look it over. And then if you have any questions or concerns, to contact us. I'm going to briefly go through these. The first change or addition to our funding program is called the Project Delivery Incentive Program, or PDIP. This is the instrument that will allow you to match our funds with 10% instead of 20%. It'll cap at $100,000, so there is a limit on this. And there is a stipulation, though, and the stipulation is you have to have your project ready to go in a specified time period. Now, for resurfacing projects, it'll be a two-year time period. Your project has to be ready to go within 2 years of AMATS approval. And with STBG projects, your project has to be ready in 4 years. And if you can get all the things that you need to done in that time period, we'll reduce your local match to 10% with a maximum of $100,000. So this is really, really a good thing for resurfacing programs. I know with our larger STBG projects, $100,000, on the local side is maybe not that much, but it really is a good thing with resurfacing projects. And actually, that's what it's kind of geared toward. We really don't want to have happen what happened last year, where we ended up with these large balances and had to do a special round of funding. We want to always have projects in the pipeline ready to advance as quick as possible. So the next revision, number two, is we want to revise the number of funded projects per sponsor from 3 to 2 projects per per funding category. Now, you can apply for as many as you want, but we decided to have a more equitable program that we want to limit the number of projects a sponsor can receive from 3 to 2 per funding category. The third item is we want to add language about the ODOT LET and the local LET process. We had a project that came out of our special round of funding where there was some confusion about local LET and ODOT LET. And of course, if you want, if your community wants to go local LET, you have to have somebody, you know, take the LPA training and be the person who handles the administration of the project. So we want to add some language about that, so it kind of clears the air a little bit about the two ways that you can do your project. The next few items pertain to the STVG program. The first item is we want to award points for landslide issues. I know this doesn't affect most of you. This was something that the county engineer kind of brought to our attention, that they have a lot of issues with landslides, and we don't, they would like to be awarded some points if their project falls in an area where they have to deal with that. So the way that we handled that was, as you can see in the diagram, we used to have a category that just said bridge closed, and we changed that from bridge / road closed, and you would get 20 points. And then we added documented landslide endangering road, 15 points. Now, this is something that we really don't expect a lot of sponsors to use, but for those of you that would happen to have these type of issues, we will award some points for it. The next item is about complete street components. We have a scoring category in our STVG scoring where we award points for complete streets categories. And in the past, it's always been a little vague. Does it have a bicycle component or a transit component? You get some points. And what we did, as you can see in the diagram, we kind of tried to define what type of transit improvements and what type of bicycle and pedestrian improvements that you would get points for. So we had that before, but we just tried to define it better. And the next item pertains to level of service. In the past, we used to have a level of service based on the highway capacity manual, where it was an A, B, C, D, E, or F. And it just seems like that's the system we use since I can remember. But now with new technology and with the advance of the ability to measure congestion based on the movement of GPS devices and such, we changed it from level service to percent of free flow speed. That is what the new technology defines it as, free flow speed. And we'll give you some points if you have a recommended capacity improvement listed in our latest 2020 CMP report. And last but not least, this last item pertains to resurfacing. Resurfacing used to, the ADT used to top off at 10,000 ADT, and we raised that to 15,000. So 15,000 and above, you get 15 points, and anything under 15,000 is just simply the ADT divided by 1,000, and that's the number of points you get. So those are the changes. The last little table on attachment 5A is the amount of money that we're projecting to have. We project to have a total of $30 million. That includes over-programming, and it'll be divided almost evenly between STBG and then STBG slash resurfacing. Each of those, we hope to allocate $14 million toward, and then $2 million toward TASA. So that's, once again, this does not require an approval today. We just wanted to present this, and you can take it with you, and you can look it over. And if you have any questions, contact myself or Curtis, and we'd be glad to talk to you about it. If there's any questions now, I'd be glad to take them.
Just Chuck Hoggers from the County Engineer's Office, just one comment. Joe will talk about this more at the next meeting, but the County Engineer's Office has 9 townships. If you're going to limit us to 2 projects per funding category, that's not very applicable for the townships. It would take us 4 funding cycles to get a project in each of our townships, and that's assuming we would get awarded a project every cycle. Or 2 projects a cycle. That's all I have.
Okay. We'll take that into consideration. Thank you. Anything else?
Any other discussion, questions, or comments for Dave? All right, please reach out to Dave and or Curtis if you have questions or comments moving forward. Thank you, Dave. Moving on to resolutions. Resolution 2021-12, I believe we are revised.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6A in your packet. Is Resolution 2021-12, which has been revised. This resolution presents project recommendations for the Enhanced Mobility for the Elderly and Disabled program. This resolution was revised after the mail-out to include additional funding awarded by ODOT. This program provides funding for the public transportation of the elderly and disabled, including transportation to and from jobs and employment support services. Program is now administered by ODOT. The ODOT Office of Transit received 6 applications from our area for funding. Metro RTA PARTA applied along with 4 social service agencies. All 6 agencies are eligible to submit applications under this program. The MMATS area received $589,000 in federal funds for this program, with ODOT providing an additional $200,000 in federal funds so that all 6 agencies could receive funding for this round. Funding goes towards the purchase of handicapped accessible vehicles. Table 1 in the attached memo provides a detailed list of the projects awarded. Attached to this memo is the resolution 2021-12 revised. The resolution approves the amendment to fiscal year 2022 of the TIP as the staff is requesting, and we are recommending approval of this resolution. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Gardner? If not, I will entertain a motion.
So move McCleary. Bowling, second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to other business. Curtis, do we have anything additional?
We do not.
All right, moving on to a motion to adjourn. I will entertain. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you all very much. We'll see you on September 16th.